Music don't change the world.
There's something happening here.
Got to fight the powers that be.
We shall overcome.
I'm going to tell all you fascists, you may be surprised.
Music don't change the world. Only the audience can change the world. But a good songwriter can offer a different perspective.
The world does seem to be changing in this summer of 16, and the music quickens the pulse for activists and singers who have been waiting for change and singing songs of protest for decades. Could this be the year?
And you'll stop me, won't you, if you've heard this one before? I don't want to wear a surprise by showing up at your front door.
Ani DiFranco released that song 20 years ago. Today, this songwriter, punk, activist, poet, feminist, and parent says she's committed to music with a message more than ever. And also, she says, to the long game of social change.
Oh, dude, if there's one thing I've learned on this long road of songwriting, I've been writing songs and throwing them at walls and surfaces and people in the world and society and seeing things bounce and splat and fall and be caught by people. If there's one thing that I've come away with, it's, you know, if you really put it out there, the real God's honest truth, there's so many more people who are going to stand up and say, thanks, me too, you know, than are going to say, shut up, sit down, go away.
This summer, has the alarm in the Ani DiFranco, this is not a drill, you know, going off on your wall, that it's time to really reach an even bigger audience and think about these events of the past couple of weeks in a much more serious way?
Oh, absolutely. For a few months now, we've revived our Vote Damn It themed tours. We have voter registration going on at the shows. And the thing about our democracy is if everybody participated, if everybody who could vote did, for instance, whew, we would see amazing changes. It's really quite simple and doable. That's what I also keep trying to say to people. You know, we look at these dire circumstances that we're in, this insane amount of gun violence and death, endemic racism that's still, you know, so incredibly brutal in our society, et cetera, et cetera. And we think, we feel hopeless, you know, we feel hopeless and we feel powerless, but we're not. I thought maybe I could play for you a song that I wrote 17 years ago. It's a song called To the Teeth. I'm just happy that I have this song to remind myself that I felt this way 17 years ago.
And look at where the prophets are. That's how you'll find the source of the big lie that you and I both know so well. In the time it takes this cultural death wish to run its course, they're gonna make a pretty penny, and then they're all going to hell.
I've been playing that song again recently, that I just played you, and just sort of every now and then I just pause to feel boggled by the fact that, yeah, you know, handgun violence in the United States was at an extreme level 20 years ago, you know. And now, I mean, mass shootings every few months. We can't even process each one as a society. We can't deal with the issues that they bring up because they're happening so frequently and furiously now. You know, it was a year ago, was it not, that racism walked into the AME church in Charleston, North Carolina, and killed 9 beautiful people. And a year later, almost to the day, 49 people killed in a night. I mean, and we can't talk about what happened a year ago because that's five mass shootings ago or something. You know, it's hard to imagine. It's
probably 100 mass shootings ago.
But I really do feel hopeful. I feel that the tide is turning politically, that conscientious young people are becoming motivated, are starting to believe in their democracy, and I think that a change is coming. I think that it is always darkest before the dawn.
But 16 years into the century, I mean, it might be looking more like we're sleeping through it.
Yeah, some days, indeed it does. I remember when the news came down from Orlando a few weeks ago, I was very struck by the fact that I didn't even stop my day. I didn't sit down and cry the rest of my day because how can you in this kind of atmosphere? You have to keep going. It's in those moments when I feel the numbness set in. I feel very pessimistic, but then I come back. And I look around myself and I see all the people that have been working so hard to lift people up out of this violence, you know, to really fight for equality and peace amongst people. And I think, all right, got to get back to it. Got to get back on the job. You know, I owe it to them. We have to make our voices heard. We have to stand up. You know, you see people using their time and their energy and their bodies to take to the streets daily now to protest police brutality. I'm really, really heartened to see that movement, you know, Black Lives Matter, you know, all of the energy trying to change our criminal justice system and the racism that is so deep in it. And this was written by a friend of mine named Spoon Jackson. Been down Sidewinder Valley, been down Dead Man's Alley. I slipped down the hill in the heart of town. Been locked up for so long, my head's been around. He's been in prison for 38 years. He is a black man who committed murder. He's a poet. And he wrote this song called Nowhere But Barstow and Prison.
But that was my bed. Decision. 19 years of steaming, 13 years of screaming. I've been nowhere but Barstow and prison.
He has since transformed himself and become an extremely compassionate, thoughtful, peaceful person. Has no means to get out of prison. So somebody like Spoon is just thrown away to rot. His skin color has a lot to do with that.
Ani DeFranco spoke to us from New Orleans. Catch her at her inaugural Babe Fest this August, a music festival she's curating in her hometown of Buffalo, New York. To hear her full performance on our program, visit our website, thetakeaway.org.
19 years of steaming, 13 years of screaming. I've been nowhere but Barstow and prison. I miss soft, dry river bottom sands. I miss the back and forth sway on my way to distant lands. But I'm so far from there now. 'Cause I've been nowhere but Barstow and prison. That was my bad decision. 19 years of steaming, 13 years of screaming. I've been nowhere but Barstow and prison.